Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Tonight, we're learning as we want to welcome. This is our inaugural Zoom share. I want to thank Jake Wyman for his incredible work to bring this to fruition. This has been in the works for a long time, and Jake is always thinking ahead, the ahead of the game, cutting-edge technology to really bring a sheer enjoyment that come to new levels of efficiency and greatness and success. And we are indebted to him, as always, for his incredible work. Jake, it's so good to see you in the flesh. Thank you very, very much. Now we have to, I know Neiman is here. I don't know the names of the people over here, but we'll eventually learn everyone. But in the meantime, mostly we want to dedicate this year tonight, L'zeichu Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We want to thank the sponsor for his generosity in dedicating this share Li'ilui Nish Masai. This week is Parshas Shemos, Nuchomish, and we begin the story of the Golos of Eretz Yisrael. Story, painful history of Klal Yisrael in Golos. Whatever happened to Klal Yisrael during this period is Maaseh Avos Simin Labanim, is a Mussar Haskel for us going forward for all generations. Now, let me share with you a short little vart, an idea. Parsha, we learn, it says in the pasuk, Paro begins the subjugation. When Paro begins the subjugation of the Jewish people, he first calls his cabinet, his closest advisors, and has a conversation with them. He says, pasuk says, Hava nischakmala. Hava, come, let us be wise with the Jewish people. Pen yirbe v'yakis yigrenu v'lchama v'naysaf gamu al sanenu v'nilcham banu v'olam minaretz. Let us be wise, let us be clever. What to do with the Jewish people? They're getting too numerous. Their numbers are growing by leaps and bounds. And maybe the day will come when there'll be a war and they will join our enemies. And they who live in the country know how this country works. They will be a danger to us. They will help assist our enemy, and they will drive us out of our own land. Therefore, we need to be clever, be wise, and come up with a solution to prevent this from happening. This whole thing is total nonsense, total garbage. This whole argument, as we all know. But unfortunately, when you hate someone, anti-Semitism, when you hate someone, logic doesn't make any sense. Havan is almost like a it's an irony. Havan is chakmula. Let us be wise. Really be wise. This is foolishness. Why in the world would Klal Yisrael join their enemies in a land that's been so good to them? This never happened before, it'll never happen after. Who says there'll be a war? There'll be a war, and if there will be a war, they'll join us, and then they'll join with the enemy, and then they will cause us to go up from the land. The argument that they're presenting is silly. It is foolish. And yet, the irony is, Hava, let us be chachamim. Let us be wise. It's almost like today in America. America, let's not say anything bad. America's a Medina shel Chesed. We've derived enormous brach and benefit. But the Ivy League schools of this country, which represent chokhmah, wisdom, have recently, not recently, but leading up, have demonstrated the ultimate foolishness to go and to condone genocide, the calling for the genocide of the Jewish people. If there would be any other argument, any other question asked to leaders of some of these Ivy League schools, there would be an uproar if freedom of speech would go to the degree, to the extent of almost anything. It would be unacceptable. Everyone understands that there are limits. There are limits. We live in a free country, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. But there are limits, and the proof is they themselves have imposed enormous limits in freedom of speech when it comes to things that are sensitive to them. But when it comes to the Jewish people, the call for genocide, l'chu v'nachigei migoy v'lo yizocher shem Yisrael od, that's acceptable. based on the context. It's all nonsense. And this is chokhmah. This is the elite. This is a shocking revelation of where their chokhmah stands. And hafeich b'hafeich with the kulabog, we see that right over here in this week's parasha. Hava nischak maloi. It should say in the pasuk, let us deal foolishly with the Jewish people. Let us deal silly with the Jewish people. Because the arguments, there might be a war, and if there is a war, maybe the Jewish people will join our enemies, and maybe they will throw us out of the country. This is ridiculous. But the answer is, when you hate someone, and when there's sinas Yisrael, there's nothing, you can't argue. The people that we're dealing with are not, they are not in the receptive to argue. Okay, well, let's now go and discuss. It's not really what I want to discuss. Let's discuss the main point I want to mention over here, and that is, in this week's parasha, it tells us that there were three people on the cabinet, on the advisory board of Paro. When Paro came up with a plan to commit genocide of the Jewish people, he called in three advisors. Number one, Chazal tells us the Gemara Masechta the Soita on Daf Yud Aleph was Bilam Harasha, the one that was hired by Balak to curse the Jewish people. Number two, Eoiv, Job, the whole Sefer Eoiv, we know the story. Eoiv suffered enormously in his lifetime. He lost everything. He became the model, the dogma of suffering. And the third was Yisrael. Now, I know obviously the timeline of when Eve lived and when the Bilam lived is a bit difficult. That has to be understood and discussed. But for right now, we're just going to focus on what it says. There were three people. There were three people. Okay, and how, you know, when exactly did Bilam live? When did Eov live? Let's accept the words of Chazal at face value for now. These three people consulted were called in by Paro to discuss the matter. Chazal tell us they had different responses. Eov was quiet. He didn't answer. He just listened. Yisro objected. How did he object? He ran away. He ran away. And Bilam, he said, excellent. He spoke up and said, yes, this is a great idea. Perhaps he gave him how to make it even better. And Chazal tell us, Mida Keneged Mida, they were all punished. Mida Keneged Mida. We all know that Mida Keneged Mida is a very basic fundamental principle in our hashkafa. The midah shem ata moide bo moidin lo, the midah, the person, how you conduct yourself is the way Hashem conducts himself with you. Eoiv who was silent, he suffered greatly. And Chazal explained that when a person feels pain, you cry out, you suffer. Eov suffered. Eov should have spoken up. And because Eov did not speak up, he was silent. He was judged with terrible punishment. Yisro, that spoke up, that ran away, was rewarded. That his children, his descendants sat in the Lishkas Hagozis. He gave Tzipora, his daughter, to Moshe as a wife. And from that came great people who sat in the Lishkas Hagozis. Some say, if I'm not mistaken, there were other descendants of Yisro that converted and joined Klal Yisrael. And in reward for protest against the crimes of Paro, he received enormous reward that his descendants became part of Klal Yisrael and sat in the Lishkas Hagoses. And what about Bilam? Bilam, who congratulated Paro on his brilliant idea to determine to obliterate the Jewish people, he was severely punished and he was killed by Bnei Yisrael in the battle. After he attempted to curse Klal Yisrael, he was killed in battle. He was killed by the sword. So we have over here Rashi, Gemara, Masechta, Saita, that tells us there were three people that were asked their opinion. Each one responded differently, and the response to the way they responded brought about either reward or punishment. Yisrael was rewarded. Eoiv, he was silent, he didn't die, did not die, but he suffered incredible pain, Yisurin, and Bilam, who said yes, he was killed. Now, I would like to suggest a drush, a homiletic interpretation to these three people. Because we all know, like we mentioned in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and punishes a person, nida kineged nida. Measure for measure. Let's look at Bilam. And the point I'm trying to make tonight is that the Nida Keneged Nida is not always what you think. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he engages in reward and punishment, his approach, from our perspective, can sometimes be out of the box. And when we finally later in life see HaKadosh Baruch Hu reward or punish, we can be taken aback as, wow, I understand this, something happened, and I understand there was reward or there was punishment, but I never imagined it would be like this. And sometimes we merit to be able to connect the dots and see not just reward and punishment, but see a very creative and unique method of how Nida Keneged Nida filters down to us. And I think in this example over here, we have such an example. So let's explain. Bilam, he spoke up. And Bilam said, yes, Paro, go right ahead and commit genocide. Destroy these people. Proceed. Bilam used his koyach hadibur, his words. He was obviously a very talented, eloquent speaker. He wasn't just hired by Balak for nothing. He knew he had what to say. He had power in his tongue. And he certainly must have eloquently convinced Paro that his idea is excellent due to his hatred of the Jewish people, and he should go right ahead and curse and wipe out the Jewish people. What happened at the end with Bilam? At the end, every time Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and put into his mouth blessings. And he ended up blessing the Jewish people with some of the most eloquent, amazing blessings that we have ever had. And some of these blessings we say every day. We say in Davening, we say, Matoivu Oyholecha Yaakov Mishkanoisecha Yisrael. This is the ultimate Nida Keneged Nida here in this case. Now, very beginning, early stage of existence, when Klal Yisrael was in its earliest stage of development, there was a question, what should be done with us? And Bilam voiced his opinion. He expressed himself that the best thing would be for us to be annihilated, to be destroyed. and he expressed his opinion to support. The end for him was a sweet revenge. His very mouth that attempted, not up to the curses, to curse the Jews, because the end was he never cursed the Jewish people. He never did curse the Jewish people. But here, he did. Here, when we were in Egypt, he actually opened up his mouth and advised Paro to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. In Parshas Balak, he never got that far. He was hired by Balak to come to Balak and to curse the Jewish people. He went, he got there, they took him around, they showed him Eretz Yisrael, but he never actually was able to get out of his mouth one bad word about the Jewish people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in his mouth something else. And what happened to him? He was killed. He was killed. Where's the Midah Keneged Midah? So I want to suggest that Midah Keneged Midah is over here when you have to connect the dots to this week's parasha. Because here in this week's parasha, Bilam did open up his foul mouth and did worse than curse the Jewish people. He advised with his koyach hadibur, his eloquence, his communication skills, he convinced Paro, yes, destroy the Jewish people. He used that talent that he had. And what was the sweet revenge? His very mouth now is forced to bless the Jewish people. Him who is a person who hated the Jewish people, the ultimate punishment for him was he was the instrument to bless the Jewish people, to bring into this world words of eloquence and beauty that are used now to bless the Jewish people. His neshama, that you can call it a neshama, his evil existence, it must have burnt him up. That him, who had nothing, no greater desire to see the end of the Jewish people, is the one that is instrumental now in making the Jewish people greater and greater again in his blessings. And in the words of the Jewish people actually say every single day, Matoiv Olecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. Let's look at Yisrael. Yisrael is very easy. Yisrael, what did he do? It says in the Gemara, he ran away. He ran away. He hears the advice, what Paro wants to do to the Jewish people. I want no part of this. And he runs away. What was his reward? Midah Keneged Midah. Rashi tells us that his children, his descendants, sat in the Lishkas HaGozis, in the Beis HaMikdash. But let's say Josh now. You know what his reward was for running away? There was another person who ran away. And that was Moshe. Moshe ran away from Paro. And who was the one that hosted and saved that fugitive who would be the leader of the Jewish people and bring their salvation? Yisrael. I ran away, so Hashem was mezaken me to be the host of the Jewish people, of the leader of the Jewish people. It was under my graciousness, my hosting him, that he was a shepherd for 40 years and he learned the tools of the trade of how to shepherd the Jewish people. That's a Midah Keneged Midah. Yisrael ran away, and therefore Hashem was mezaveg Yisrael with another person who ran away from Egypt, who turned into the leader of the Jewish people, none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. And what is the third? I find the third to be the most fascinating, and really what triggered the first two, and that is Iyov. We go to Parshas Shalach. Parshas Shalach, we learn about the story of the spies, the Meraglim. The spies come into Eretz Yisrael, and they see, Chazal tell us, a big funeral is going on. Who died? Chazal tell us when the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael, Hashgacha Pratis, at that moment, Eoiv died. Eoiv was renowned. The whole Eretz Yisrael knew who he was. He must have been very wealthy, very powerful, very successful. After the story ends, his wealth was restored. The whole story of Eoiv, Chazal tells us, was only 7 months. He lost it all in 7 months. He had a rebound afterwards. And when he died, the whole Eretz Yisrael came to pay their respects to Eoiv. And that turned out to be a very big blessing in disguise for the spies, because no one would notice them. They would be able to go undetected. Everyone was busy running to the funeral, running back, going here, going there. So no one was really paying attention to that we have over here amongst us, people that don't belong here. If Eoiv would not have died on that day, Chazal tell us, then people will look around. Who are these guys? Who are they? And before we turn around, they would have been apprehended. Who knows what would have happened to them? And it was a blessing in disguise. Unfortunately, the Meraglim failed to witness this blessing and use this information as a wedge to slander Eretz Yisrael and say, what kind of land is this? We come there and there's a big funeral. People die. However, let's look at this a little bit differently. What would have been if Eoiv did not die? What would have been if Eoiv would have been alive? I'm just saying now, you know, thinking out loud with you. I mean, Maeski always used that expression, thinking out loud with you. And I'm suggesting if Eoiv was alive, he was the Gadol Hadar. And Eoiv was a very great person, make no mistake. The people of the country, they would have apprehended this Meraglim. And they would have told Eoiv, you know, we have here spies. Meraglim were caught from the Bnei Yisrael. And it's very possible there would have been a meeting like Yosef and the 10 brothers and his brothers. Yosef and his 9 brothers. There could have been a meeting. And this experience of Eoiv conversing with the Meraglim and perhaps the whole country getting involved. What's going on here? We don't know, but I'm trying to make the following suggestion. Could have resulted in a very different outcome. The holiness of Eoiv and the acknowledgement. Miraglamate, like Yosef said to his 10 brothers. What did Yosef say to his 9 brothers? Miraglamate, you spies! You're coming here to go search out the land. What was the end of that story? It was a very happy ending. And Yaakov came down, and all the children came down. What was the very first thing, the very first thing that Yosef said to his brothers? Miraglimat. If Eve was alive, I'm suggesting, Eve would have been like Yosef. Miraglimat. You spies. And Eve would figure out that these spies are evil. They have a malicious plan. They have evil, evil goals. Who knows? Eoiv may have been able to straighten these Meraglim out. And when they would have returned back to the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, they would have said, Eretz Yisrael is the most beautiful land in the world. Let's go right away. It may have been a very different outcome. But what happened? He died. He died on the day when the Meraglim arrived. There's no greater silencing. The pasuk, I don't remember the pasuk in Balpeh, but there's a pasuk, death is the ultimate moment of silence. Eoiv lost an opportunity to bring into this world Kivoit Shemayim. You have to remember, Eoiv was a very holy person. In the beginning of Sefer Eoiv tells us that Eve was basically equivalent, shakel, to Avraham Avinu. What would have been if the Meraglim arrived in Eretz Yisrael and the Eov was alive and they would have went to see him, or they would have been brought to Eov? He's dealing with Avraham Avinu. It says in the Pasuk, Zira Shemayim, the most beautiful expressions Chazal tell us, the greatness of Eov. Could you imagine? It would have been a whole different story. Eov possibly could have straightened out the spies. Eov could have achieved in this world the greatest mission possible. He could have transformed the Meraglim into Tzadikim, and that would have allowed the Tzadikim to go back and convince Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael to achieve the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would have been a different world. But Eov died. Eov went silent. Nida keneged nida. When Paro asked Eov, what do you think about a call for genocide? Eov was quiet. He didn't protest, and he didn't say it's a good idea. Quiet. Quiet? Quiet? Here you, a tzaddik, Yorei Shemayim. Here is an opportunity for you to achieve a mission and say to Paro, cut out the nonsense. And you say, nothing what to say. You know what the punishment for that is? Mida keneged mida. There would come a time when you could have been instrumental in convincing the Meraglim to say, this is a beautiful land, come to the land. You should definitely come to Eretz Yisrael. And instead, at that moment, Hashem says, no, 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 I'm not going to let Eve participate. Eve is going to go silent. He died on that day. So in other words, we're trying to say over here is, in life, never underestimate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do a good deed, there is reward. You do an aver, there's punishment. We think we know everything. We think, okay, you know, I have credit in the bank. I could do this avera. What's the worst? I already figured out what Hashem is going to do to me if I do the avera, and you know, it's worth it. We'll make a calculation. That's so foolish. Nonsense. When the Mida Keneged Mida comes, it's painful. And it comes in a way you never, ever expected. And then when you put the dots together, you look back and you say, oh, I see how Hashem works. Ato yodati ki gadol Hashem yikol Elohim kiva dovar asher zadu aleihem. This Mida Keneged Mida, the Mida Keneged Mida of Hashem is unique. It operates in a different way. To review, we have over here a very terrible event happening in this week's parasha, Hava Nischak Malay. There were three people that were asked their opinion. There was a very evil person by the name of Bilam, a wicked, wicked person. And he used his Koich HaDibur to convince Paro, yes. What was his punishment? His punishment was to suffer the fate. Not only did I not see my enemy defeated, I became the instrument of their success. Bilam is not getting any reward. Zero. Zero. And just the opposite, the fact that he realized it was because of me, that only causes him greater pain. When you're dealing with an evil person, evil to the core, their defeat is your success. The way you take revenge, we all know that, is against your enemies, is to succeed. Your enemy wants to see you go down, don't kill them. Don't punish them. I mean, they don't take it with a grain of salt. You know, we're not talking about Hamas over here. We're talking about, you know, in general, in life, you have enemies. The way to defeat an enemy, more often than not, is not to go counterattack. It's be successful. When you're successful, when they see your success, they melt away. That's how you build the wicked. When you can. You can't always do that. It doesn't always work that way in this world. But when you can. Bilam was our enemy. How was he punished? We succeeded. Not only did we succeed, he helped us succeed. That burns him to the core. Yisro, tzaddik, he wanted to do good. Don't do this. He ran away. Neither connected, neither he merited to be the host of the greatest man who ever lived, Moshe Rabbein, who also ran away. Matza min esminai. Iyoif was a tzaddik. He is on our team. He wanted to do good, but he failed. He was quiet. His punishment was he lost another opportunity to be able to speak. You had an opportunity to speak and you chose to be quiet. There'll come a time again when you'll also have an opportunity to speak and change the course of the world. But you know something? Because you've already chosen to be silent, that moment will be taken away from you. And the day when they come and they arrive in the land and you're the only one that can speak and can, you're going to lose. You're not going to be instrumental in having the merit of helping the Jewish people achieve their goal. You lost out, Eov. Eov lost out. Everything in this world is Mida Keneged Mida, but we have no way of knowing in advance how the Mida Keneged Mida plays out. Thank you all for coming tonight and listening on our inaugural Zoom session led here by Jake Weinman. Again, we have to remember that may this learning be a schus for the hostages. We're currently in a very difficult matziv. Likewise, we're responsible for all of the injured chayolim. And the news, they don't tell you about that. The news, unfortunately, they only tell you about Rahman al-Islam, the soldiers who have died. Every soldier have died. There is an untold number of soldiers who have been injured. Lives have been changed. Some of them lose limbs. Rahman al-Islam. Tragedy is beyond belief. And the trauma, may we learn in Davin, that our Davin learning should be a schus for the Cholim, and likewise for the families of all of those who have perished, killed, or Kiddush Hashem. May Hashem give them Nechama, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect Ki Ishoin Bas Oyin, every single soldier who is Moiser Nefesh for us. May Hashem protect them. May Hashem take away the anxiety from their families. May Hashem protect the entire Klal Yisrael. We should witness good news. Yeshua is from the Chumash. Witness the Biyas Kol Mashiach. B'mehirah B'yameinu. Amen. Thank you very much. Good night.